Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Spiral Dance, A Rebirth of the Ancient Religion of the Goddess by Starhawk, is a modern classic of contemporary paganism and feminist spirituality. First published in the late 20th century and updated in this 20th anniversary edition, the book helped introduce many readers to a goddess-centered approach to religion that emphasizes immanence, reverence for nature, and the sacredness of embodied life. Starhawk weaves together spirituality, history, and practical ritual guidance, presenting witchcraft not as a fantasy trope, but as an earth-honoring spiritual path rooted in ethics, community, and personal transformation. The book is widely associated with the reclaiming tradition and with a style of practice that is experiential, creative, and socially engaged. Rather than asking readers to accept doctrine, it invites them to explore relationship with divinity through seasonal rites, trance and visualization, and the cultivation of will, imagination, and responsibility. For newcomers, it can serve as a doorway into pagan practice. For experienced practitioners, it functions as a touchstone text that continues to shape modern ritual and goddess devotion. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reframing divinity through the goddess and immanent sacredness. A central theme of the book is the idea that divinity is not distant or solely transcendent, but present in the world, in bodies, and in nature. Starhawk emphasizes the goddess as a symbol and a presence that reorients spiritual life toward relationship, cycles, and interdependence. This reframing challenges religious models that prioritize hierarchy, separation, or salvation from the material world. Instead, the sacred is encountered in seasons, in sexuality and creativity, in grief and joy, and in everyday acts of care. The goddess also functions as a corrective to cultural narratives that have minimized feminine power, offering readers a way to explore spirituality that honors women and the feminine without excluding others. The book discusses how images of the goddess can be multiple and changing, reflecting life stages and natural processes rather than a single fixed icon. Readers are encouraged to develop personal connection through practice rather than abstract debate, making theology something lived. The result is a spiritual orientation where ethics arise from belonging to the living earth and where reverence is tied to responsibility for what one loves. Secondly, roots, myth, and cultural memory in modern pagan witchcraft. Another important topic is how modern witchcraft draws inspiration from older religious forms while acknowledging the complexity of history. The book points readers toward pre-Christian and indigenous European mythic patterns, folk practices, and goddess imagery, not as a simple reconstruction, but as a living stream that can be renewed. Starhawk explores how myth and symbol shape consciousness, offering archetypes and stories that help people make sense of transformation, loss, desire, and power. At the same time, the book has been influential in popularizing an understanding of witchcraft as an earth-based religion rather than a sensationalized stereotype. This includes attention to how persecution narratives, cultural suppression, and modern revival movements have affected what survives and what must be reimagined. For many readers, this section provides a framework for engaging with sources thoughtfully, honoring inspiration without claiming certainty where the historical record is contested. It also encourages discernment about appropriation and authenticity by emphasizing that spiritual practice must be grounded in integrity and lived experience. Myth becomes not escapism, but a tool for deepening awareness and ethical agency. Thirdly, ritual as a technology of change, circles, sabbats, and personal transformation. The book is widely known for presenting ritual not as empty formality, but as a practical method for shifting perception and catalyzing change. Starhawk outlines core elements often found in contemporary pagan ritual, including casting a circle, calling directions or elemental forces, and using chant, movement, and visualization, These practices are presented as ways to focus attention, build group coherence, and engage the imagination as a bridge between inner and outer reality. Seasonal celebrations, often aligned with the wheel of the year, are approached as opportunities to attune to ecological cycles and to mark personal thresholds. The emphasis is experiential. Ritual creates a container where emotions can be honored, intentions clarified, and limiting stories released. Starhawk also connects ritual to the cultivation of will, meaning the capacity to choose, commit, and act in alignment with values. Rather than promising instant outcomes, the approach highlights repetition, practice, and community learning. Readers are invited to adapt rituals to their needs and contexts, treating them as living art forms. This makes the book both a spiritual guide and a practical manual for those seeking embodied, participatory religious practice. Fourthly, magic, ethics, and the responsible use of power. A key contribution of The Spiral Dance is its framing of magic as a disciplined engagement with intention, energy, and relationship, rather than mere wish fulfillment. Starhawk describes magic as something that involves psychological insight, symbolic action, and the ability to influence oneself and one's environment through focused will. Importantly, the book ties power to ethics. It asks readers to consider why they want what they want, how their choices affect others, and how to avoid using spirituality as a cover for control or escapism. This ethical thread distinguishes a mature approach to magical practice from performative or consumer-oriented versions of spirituality. Discussions of trance and visualization emphasize grounding, clarity, and personal responsibility. The book also presents power as something that can be reclaimed from shame, fear, or learned helplessness, particularly for people whose voices have been marginalized. Yet reclaiming power is paired with accountability, consent, and awareness of consequences. In this framing, magic is not separate from daily life. It informs communication, boundaries, creativity, and courage. Readers come away with a sense that spiritual power is meaningful only when it serves healing, truth, and connection. Lastly, community, feminism, and earth-based activism beyond personal spirituality, the book emphasizes that a goddess-centered path has social implications. Starhawk links reverence for the living earth with a critique of domination-based systems, including sexism and ecological exploitation. Community is presented as both a support structure and a spiritual practice. Circles, covens, and open rituals become places where people learn cooperation, conflict navigation, and shared leadership. The tone is not about escaping the world, but about engaging it with clarity and compassion. This approach has resonated strongly with readers interested in ecofeminism and in forms of spirituality that align with social change. Ritual is portrayed as a way to build resilience and to renew commitment, while everyday action becomes an expression of sacred values. The book invites reflection on how personal healing connects to collective healing, and how spiritual practice can nurture courage in the face of injustice. It also normalizes the idea that spiritual communities can be experimental and evolving, learning from mistakes and revising practices to be more inclusive and ethical. For readers seeking a path that combines devotion, creativity, and activism, this theme is especially compelling. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who are curious about modern paganism, goddess spirituality, or earth-based religious practice, as well as those looking for a spiritually grounded approach to feminism, creativity, and ecological responsibility. Beginners will find a welcoming entry point that explains core ideas and offers practical ways to start, while experienced practitioners may appreciate returning to a foundational text that has shaped contemporary ritual culture. The benefits are both inner and outward. It can help readers cultivate self-trust, emotional honesty, and a sense of sacred connection to nature and community. By treating ritual and magic as practices of awareness and intentional change, the book encourages readers to clarify values and act with greater purpose, which can improve relationships, resilience, and personal agency. Compared with many similar books, The Spiral Dance stands out for combining accessible ritual guidance with a broader ethical and political vision. It is not only about individual empowerment, but also about how power should be used responsibly and shared. That combination of practicality, spiritual depth, and social conscience makes it worth buying for anyone who wants a living spirituality that connects mind, body, earth, and justice. If you would like to support Starhawk, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.